USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The Department of Justice is formally announcing charges against former President Trump.
Today, an indictment was unsealed, charging Donald J. Trump with felony violations of our national security laws, as well as participating in a conspiracy to obstruct justice.
The charges are related to Trump's handling of classified documents. A federal judge appointed by the ex-president will initially preside over his case. That's District Judge Eileen Cannon in Miami. All at the same time, an aide to the former president is also being indicted. Reports say Walt Nauta is facing charges in connection with the Mar-a-Lago case. Trump set to appear in court on Tuesday. The Archdiocese of St. Louis will pay out one of the largest individual settlements related to the priest sex abuse scandal. The $1 million settlement was reached Thursday between the Archdiocese and an alleged victim, a former priest, Gary Wolkin. Wolkin's accused of abusing the victim when he was a boy. Smoke may have delayed the event, but it isn't stopping the White House from hosting its largest Pride celebration ever.
The celebration takes place Saturday on the South Lawn, and LGBTQ families from across the country are expected to attend. The event was originally scheduled for Thursday night, but was pushed back to tomorrow because of the smoke from the Canadian wildfires. I'm Dave Collins.
Oklahoma Senator James Lankford's filing a bill to address the rise of artificial intelligence.
Lankford joined fellow Republican Mike Braun and Democrat Gary Peters to introduce a bill Thursday that would require federal agencies to tell people when they're using AI to interact with them. The bill would also mandate that the agencies allow people to appeal decisions made by AI. It was one of two bipartisan AI bills introduced in the Senate Thursday, with the other establishing an office to ensure that the U.S. stays at the forefront of artificial intelligence technology. I'm Lisa Taylor.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Horses are working out, but Saturday's Belmont Stakes on Long Island is still not a definite go as Canadian wildfire smoke moves through the area. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman says several local agencies are monitoring the air quality, but he'll be one of 50,000 people at the Belmont Stakes.
It's not nearly as bad as it was 2 days ago. It's been getting progressively better, and there's no indication that the quality of the air is going to get any worse between now and the time that the race takes off.
Air quality must remain below 200 for the races to go off, but officials say it's hard to tell where the wind will take the smoke and how it will impact the AQI, a common drug used to treat diabetes to prevent long COVID.
A recent study led by researchers at the University of Minnesota found that metformin lowers the risk of getting long COVID. The study revealed that overweight or obese people between the ages of 30 and 85 who had COVID were about 40% less likely to develop long COVID if they took the drug, compared to participants who were given a placebo. The principal investigator said the drug is inexpensive, safe, and widely available, so this discovery could have significant public health implications. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The man accused of fatally stabbing Cash App founder Bob Lee in San Francisco was investigated but not charged after allegedly stabbing two teenagers in a violent altercation in 2005. Legal experts say it's possible the prosecution will try to bring it up. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.